Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
KM to 2 a.m. Let's talk about all the sports. 888-808-1019. I was off last night, so whenever I'm off for a day, my notes get too long. This is going to be a quick three-hour show here. We'll try to make it concise. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. I'll give some love to Mikal Bridges, and we'll talk about the Knicks. And I mean, the Nets just blew another lead as they have another entertaining tank. The Devils win again, again, and again. Embrace cookie chaos. Mrs. Fields, take the wheel. And the Rangers win in OT. You just heard that on the update, right? Braden Schneider with the backhand OT winner. So we got some puck to talk, some hoop to talk. St. John's handled business. The Big East tourney is underway. But man, I find myself today looking at the calendar and again getting another alert earlier today. 2 weeks until opening day. I don't go to spring training until Monday. And I'm already like, no mas, no mas. You know, it's funny how like when we get into the NFL preseason, everybody's all hyped for, you know, training camp and then preseason. And then you get to the third preseason game and it's like, do we need these preseason? Who cares? I think they got to shorten spring training. I think they got to start it later. They're eventually going to shorten the regular season. And I think we see that in the next 5 years before Manfred is out. I think they shorten the regular season, they realign, and maybe they make spring training shorter because we can't stand anymore. We can't take anymore. When I say no mas, no more injuries on both sides. And, you know, I go back to always like, don't believe the hype. The hype is a drug that'll get you killed. And as much hype as we have around the Mets and the Yankees, another injury is just going to get the hype to die down. And maybe that's what we need. 888-808-1019. So the news that came out today is that Jeff McNeil, the flying squirrel, happy Jeff, is now sad Jeff. He's got a minor oblique strain. But a minor oblique strain will put you out for 2 weeks where you're not ready to go on opening day. Okay, let the kids play. Hey, Siri, play. Oh, my God. I mean, I guess there's some fans that want to see Luis Angel Acuna. There's some fans that may want to see Brett Beatty. I know there's some fans that are thinking, hey, should have Jose Iglesias here, and then we wouldn't have this problem. And there's also another bucket of fans that might be in that, you know, two buckets where they're like, Jeff McNeil, I'm over Jeff McNeil. I don't want Jeff McNeil on his team anyway. Why is he still here? So it's not a huge blow, but as we've talked about, the last time I was on, I was talking about who the backup shortstop is. And Carlos Mendoza suggested it be Jeff McNeil for an inning or two. Well, you just lost your backup shortstop, and now you're going to have one of these young guys playing, and then they'll be playing, and then the Mets and the Yankees are another injury away from, like, okay, maybe a little panic. And, you know, I'll switch gears a little bit to the Yankee side because there is a lot of panic in Yankee land. But, you know, as I'm getting the alerts today and not able to watch the game where Jason Dominguez homers and Paul Goldschmidt homers, I'm like, see? Paul Goldschmidt is on this team. Jason Dominguez is on his, like, just as soon as we think, all right, Gerrit Cole goes down. This season just took a massive hit. I come back to the fact that these are the New York Yankees. What does that mean? They're the New York Yankees. They have a lot of pride. They have a lot of good players. And the cream will rise to the top. The talent will rise. The best players on the team aren't going to take this laying down. Other guys will emerge. And it's not that long that you have to survive until Luis Gil comes back, potentially in June or July. Who knows? But then we did get word today that Giancarlo Stanton, not only is he dealing with the elbow injury, he has a calf strain. He's got a calf injury, too. How? What was he doing? How do you strain it from getting off the flight from New York? And I'm trying not to, like I said, Giancarlo is above criticism after what he did for me. Like, he's got immunity granted, where what's it worth to talk about the guy being hurt when we know injuries are a part of his game? But yeah, when I saw that today, he's got a calf injury. But, you know, whatever. They put that to the side. The best part of what we saw with him was that, you know, the chronic calf issue is what it is. He's not going to be running. They're optimistic that Stanton can return by Memorial Day. What? That's when they shorten the season. When they realign and shorten the season, that's when the season's going to start. The baseball season's going to start Memorial Day. 888-808-1019. If Giancarlo Stanton can return by Memorial Day, that is great. I'll take it. Hell, even if it's not Memorial Day, if it's June 1st, good. Because I have just kind of unsubscribed from all of his alerts and chalked it up to, yo, he's not playing this year. But another guy that's going to be back sooner than some might have thought, or we got an alert on, was Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea began throwing 2 days ago. He's symptom-free. So they expect his timeline to be somewhere around late April for a return. That's a huge bump. You obviously need that guy, especially as you're looking at Paul Blackburn or Tylor McGill or Griffin Canning. Like, you might not need that many starts from one of those guys before Manaea's like, I'm good. I'm ready to go. 888-808-1019. So it's just like, let's just get through spring training. Let's just get through these last 2 weeks without another alert. The Mets lose Jeff McNeil, Francisco Alvarez this week. Obviously, we're already down Sean Manaea, Frankie Montas, and the Yankees lose Gerrit Cole, which we did get some good news on Gerrit Cole, too. Let me not skip over that. The news around Gerrit Cole is that, you know, with his procedure, they're expecting him to be back sooner than we are projecting as well. I think most Yankee fans know it's all of this year, but we were thinking like the back half of 2026. Brian Hoke put out there that Gerrit Cole's UCL surgery, it included internal bracing, according to the Yankees, which can reduce inflammation and a speedy recovery time. Generally speaking, this could mean that he is closer to a 12-month recovery than if he had the procedure with the traditional method. Look at science, look at technology, look at medicine these days. Can you imagine Gerrit Cole? And I can imagine, because Gerrit Cole is like that. I think he's going to will himself to be back. Gerrit Cole being back where next year, at the end of spring training, he's throwing, he's doing some kind of ramp up. And then, I don't know, maybe you could see Cole in May. Maybe you could see Cole in May of 2026. So for, you know, Yankee fans that were already panicking, I don't know how many Yankee fans I've seen say, the Yankees blew it. They ruined Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge's window. They had the best pitcher and best hitter in the league, and it's over. Pump the brakes. 888-808-1019. Nobody knows anything. Just like you didn't know that there was this internal bracing procedure that they could do, and now they expect him to start his 1 year on the way back. And then same thing with the Mets. Pump the brakes. And Yankee fans, the back and forth is so corny. It's going to go on all year. But like even Yankee fans celebrating Jeff McNeil getting hurt, it's small beans. It's so minuscule to, you know, losing Garrett Cole, a Cy Young winner, ace, you're the best pitcher on your staff, who carries you in October. Now you're not going to have him. And then Giancarlo Stanton, who carried you this past October, you're not having him. And then Luis Gil on top of that, the rookie of the year. And I guess don't mention DJ LeMahieu. We did hear today that Oswaldo Cabrera was out, and that sent people into panic again. Oh, no, we don't even have a third baseman. Now Cabrera's out. And then we learned he was just ill. He was just sick. So we just got to get out of spring training, man. It's just constant paranoia. We just got to get out of spring training. And congratulations to Waldo. He got engaged. And I don't know when the engagement happened or whatnot. I can't speculate if it was tied to him being scratched. But so what? It's spring training. Scratch all these guys. Scratch all of them and put anybody else in. And I know they're sending young guys down and guys are getting optioned or whatever. Like, send them to where they got to go. Assign to minor league camp, whatever. Send them where they got to go. But keep these guys in bubble wrap. Keep these guys safe because we're this close to opening day. We're this close. I mean, the Dodgers and the Cubs are already in Tokyo for the Tokyo series. Baseball is back, I think, next Monday, Tuesday, that series, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're this close, Tuesday, Wednesday. And you know what? Something I saw, and I put it on my Twitter if you follow me. They're advertising for this Tokyo series. And as many people talk about, like, oh, baseball locking out and the Dodgers being the only team that can do what the Dodgers can do. And there's an article that you should read in The Athletic about, are the Dodgers, not the Yankees, the new evil empire? Jason Stark wrote it. We'll go through some parts of it tonight. But speaking about the Dodgers, Guggenheim Partners, who you've heard me talk about a bunch, I told you about, like, their private equity funds, their banks, their investing. This is what they do. That's how they were able to find this loophole that nobody else can finesse the way they finesse. I come today to find an advertisement on MLB's Twitter with Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Shota Imanaga pitching against Shohei Ohtani and forget Suzuki's first name, Roki Suzuki. And they literally tagged Guggenheim Partners, a global investment and advisory firm with a track record of delivering results through innovative solutions. They literally are partnered, like Guggenheim Partners, the Guggenheim baseball partners, the Guggenheim family that own the Dodgers, are partnering with MLB as the main advertisers of this series. Roki Suzuki, what did I say? And I know you're a Cubs fan. PB on the other side. I said Suzuki. Ichiro Suzuki, Roki Suzuki, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Munetaka Murakami. Anyway, the Tokyo series is sponsored by Dodgers ownership. So it's a money grab for them, and they're obviously in bed with Major League Baseball. So if anyone thinks Major League Baseball doesn't like what they're doing, the deferred Dodgers, of course they like what they're doing. Stack the deck, and they have completely stacked the deck. And it seems like, for the most part, they don't have any injuries. I saw that they had to drop Ha-Seong Kim. They don't have room for him. You know, they deferred him for assignment. I don't like this. This is a guy that they signed in the offseason. He can't even break camp with the team. They didn't even need him. 888-808-1019. So we'll talk baseball to start. We'll talk around the injuries, how you feel. I think Mets fans got to be like kind of excited to see Luis Angel Acuna or Brett Beatty or whoever, and some of you I know have no love for Jeff McNeil. And okay, the bottom part of the lineup is suspect now with Torrens and, you know, some young guys. But I mean, that top four or five of the lineup, six in the lineup, is being talked about as the best in baseball or one of the best in baseball. Yankee fans, we get the news of Garrett Cole's speedy recovery, fingers crossed, and a timeline for Stanton, which we did not have. Cabrera is not hurt. He was just sick. And we just got 2 weeks to get through here, 2 weeks to survive. When we come back, I will plant some seeds around Aaron Rodgers. Will we know in 2 weeks where Aaron Rodgers is going to be? And I just think that picture of him on the beach is hilarious. Like, this dude is like, if you think Aaron Rodgers isn't aware of paparazzi being outside of his house or people being around, or like, you think he doesn't like being the center of attention? He has dragged this thing out like for so long. He's not going to retire. Anybody thinking he's going to retire, there's no way he's retiring. He's not going out, one, where the Jets are the ones that kick him to the curb. Two, why would he be talking to three different teams if he was planning on retiring? He's trying to figure out where he wants to go. And again, yes, I will give some love and some credit to Mikal Bridges. We'll talk about, Mikal Bridges pushing the coach out. So when they have a second round exit, they'll be able to fire Tibbs. Mikal Bridges will lead the Jets. I'm just kidding. Keith McPherson on the Fan. There's plenty of sports to talk about. We'll get to the basketball, the hockey, the Aaron Rodgers quarterback saga. But first, we'll start with the injuries out of Mets camp, out of Yankees camp, and just how we're feeling with 2 weeks to go until opening day.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And we're back. 888-808-1019. Let me plant some more seeds out here before we get to the phones. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Good to be back. Got this show tonight. This is quick. And then another one tomorrow. And tomorrow will be the first time we get to hear Dave Sims and Susan Waldman as a tandem calling the New York Yankees. Bam, bam, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. Bam, bam, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. I can't wait to hear their perspective. As I do want spring training to end, as far as these games and just kind of keeping players safe and healthy, as I was talking about, I am excited for Dave and Susan to start their journey together calling games. Brendan Cuddy put out an article about, you know, Dave taking over for John here. Let me pull that up because we'll get some quotes from that too. But what I'll say is those two are encyclopedias of knowledge. They both know ball. I think you can learn a lot listening to them, and I really want their opinions on these modern-day Yankees, not just the players, but the organization. I'm just tired of hearing some of these same narratives, right? Now that everybody's getting heard and it's starting to, people are like, oh, well, at least they can grow beards. Bro, like, it was long overdue. It was almost 50 years of that. At some point, it was going to end. What did they need to win the World Series and then take away the beard policy? No, they traded for a closer who, when they asked him about it, was like, I don't prefer to be clean shaven. And they said, you know what? Enough is enough. And I tip my cap to Hal. He got in front of it before somebody else could come through and be like, I'm not playing, or I don't want to play for your team because I want to look how I want to look. It was antiquated. It wasn't doing anything. Like, I hate to use the phrase boomer, but like, people are sounding like boomers holding on to the past with, oh, well, it's tradition and the Yankees should have never. Like, what does it matter, bro? You've now seen a couple weeks of these guys growing their beards out. You now seen a couple weeks of these guys having beards. Did it look that much different? Is it jarring? You know, another thing, too, with the song. Oh, now they're not playing Frank Sinatra after losses. Good. And some of you boomers don't have Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. So you don't understand when the young fans are in the stadium getting trolled by other fan bases. You don't understand what it feels like to be tagged on something like that, where for years they've been mocking the Yankees for playing New York, New York, the song that we sing when we win, right? When Volpe hits the grand slam and the Yankees don't get swept in the World Series and they get that first win at home and the whole stadium sings New York, New York. Nice, lovely. But then the next game, they blow a 5-0 lead, and they cue up the same song, and the Dodgers fans are all over the visiting dugout, over there sitting in section like 124, 25 to 20 to 130. I live these things. Some of these people are talking about, oh, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it might not make a difference to you at the crib. It might not make a difference to you listening on the radio or watching TV at home. In that stadium, it makes a difference. It makes you sick walking out. A song that you've sang for happy times, you're getting mocked as people sing it when they literally eliminate you from the World Series. 888-808-1019. I can't wait to hear John and Susan. Or not John and Susan. I got to see. And it's already year one, and or it's already, you know, approaching game one tomorrow. And it's going to take a while probably to not say John and Susan, 20 years of that. Dave and Susan. I can't wait to hear their perspective. And I don't know what they think about it. This is what I think about it. But I'm a young guy. I get it. All businesses have to evolve. All businesses have to change. Evolve or dissolve. Change with the times. Nobody's screaming about, oh, well, I can't go to Blockbuster and get the movie I want for $8 anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, things, they go out of style. They change. And I think the Yankees being progressive and staying with the times is smart. I don't think it has anything to do with the injuries or the play on the field. That's just bad luck. And hopefully Rodon has better luck. Man, there was a video I was just watching, Austin Wells on Corey Kluber's podcast. I'll see if I can pull up the audio. And he's talking about, you know, that night that Volpe did hit that grand slam and how the stadium was rocking. And then he also talked about the ALDS, where Carlos Rodon struck out the side to start the game, and how he had chills and the stadium was rocking. He said he felt like he was floating then. Well, I was in there for that game, and it was like we couldn't believe it. And it ended up being too good to be true. But now I think Carlos Rodon is in line to be your opening day starter in the Bronx this year. And if you already weren't hype about the prospects of this season, if you already weren't excited about getting things going without Stanton, without Cole, without Hill, well, now Rodon is going to take the ball on opening day, and I feel like he always gets the ball in these like pressure-filled situations. He always gets the ball when the Yankees need him, and it's not even 50-50. It's like 70-30, 70% chance that he's going to fail, he's going to flop, 30% chance that he comes through, if that. 888-808-1019. So you don't have Cole, you don't have Stan, you don't have Heal, but you do have, like I mentioned, Paul Goldschmidt. You do have Jason Dominguez. That's another thing, too, another narrative I can't wait to be done. It is what it is. I had one night where I leaned into, can we see Dominguez in center field? I had one night where I leaned into, can we just try to put Trent Grisham in left field, Dominguez in center field? With 2 weeks left in spring training, they're not going to do it. They're not. They, you know, Cashman spoke on it and he said, this is his lane. You're an outfielder. You got to figure it out, son. You're young and we're going to have to just live with it. Hopefully the ball doesn't find him, but the narrative of Dominguez in left field, like, I'm ready for that to end. Hopefully he can just shut people up. But that's where he is. It's there's no use in suggesting anything else. The Yankees made their decision. They're not going to change. Like, I just saw there was a Randy Miller article. Like, the Yankees are nearing their decision on, you need his bat in the lineup. What, are you going to DH him and put Trent Grisham there? Like, who knows? And so much of this season is riding on the captain, Aaron Judge. So much of this season is on his shoulders. He's got to stay healthy, and he's got to hit right away. He's got a lead. I know Boone has done a good job in the past from the next man up seasons. I know Boone has done a good job in the past rallying these guys, getting them ready to play, even when they don't, you know, have their full complement of players. But yeah, Judge absolutely has to come out and hit and stay healthy. But they easily can throw up the four and walk him. So, I mean, here we go. 2 weeks from today, opening day for Major League Baseball, we'll be there in the Bronx. I just recorded a promo, actually. I think we can start letting people know about it. I'll be at Stan's across from the stadium 11 a.m. to 1. Well, you know I am. I'm out there the whole day. So I'll probably be there with the gang like 9 a.m. and hit everywhere. And then pull up at Stan's by 11 a.m. We'll start to really get after it. So 888-808-1019. Let me at least take a call here before we get to the first break. But those are the seeds I wanted to plant around the Yankees, around the Mets, around spring training, injuries, and what we know right now. Nick and Dobbs Ferry on the Fan. You were first. You got it.
Hey, Keith. Hey, before I get to my point, I want to say I'm a younger guy. You know, I'm 28, and you're spot on about the Frank Sinatra after the games. I mean, I've been trolled so hard by opposing, you know, fan bases, walking out sad, you know.
Yeah,
my girlfriend,
I mean,
in my arm.
The Mets fans did it to us this past year. And it's like, they have the right. They're in New York. But, like, I feel like older people that I've heard talk about it, I'm like, you guys don't get it because you're not in that digital world.
I totally understand what they're talking about with tradition and stuff like that, but they don't understand. Like, we have cell phones now. You know what I mean? Like, they're just walking down the tunnel and stuff, and I'm going to, you know, to the train station and everything, and I got, you know, Dodgers fans or Met fans, you know, recording me. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I've lived it too. Braves fans, Reds fans, people from all over that come to New York.
Yeah,
for, and that's the thing, bro. It's a tourist attraction. And so that song, it's like they're, you know, like you're leaving Disneyland or something. They played it for all the tourists. But hey, it's done now. They heard us. It's done now.
Yeah, so I'm all cool with that. But I'll get to my point because I know you got a commercial. So we're like with Aaron Judge, you know, I look at his seasons and everything like that, and he's had about four great seasons. I mean, he's had great seasons all the time, except, you know, sometimes he'll have the injury bug or whatever, which in modern day baseball, like, you know, you just have to expect it. But for a guy that's about to turn, I think, what is he turning, 32 or 33 in April? Do you know?
33.
Okay. So you'd assume that he's got about three more years of mashing, especially, you know, this day and age, the athlete takes care of himself a little bit better. I mean, he's not going to push it past 36, 37 like the steroid era, but if you can, that's awesome. But why wouldn't Hal go all out for at least even, I mean, the Soto signing, you know, Cashman did a great job with the Soto trade and everything, but I'm not even talking about Soto. I'm talking about, like, other things. Why wouldn't he go all out to try to maximize one of the greatest statistical Yankees? You know, granted, he's not going to have the full career as, like, Mickey Mantle or whatever. But I mean, Joe DiMaggio spent 4 years in the Army and stuff like that. His career numbers aren't great. It doesn't even matter about him. But I'm saying, why wouldn't the team know that we have one of these, you know, killer Yankees that everybody's going to talk about for the next 90 years, and not try to break the bank and go all out?
Thanks for the call, Nick. And I'll take us right up to break with the next 2 minutes to talk about this. One, let's start with Judge. You know, it's one thing for Hal or Cashman or the Yankees to build the team around him. They have built teams around him that have gotten to the American League Championship Series four times, 2017, 2019, 2022, and then the World Series in 2024. It's him. And I love Judge just as much as the next Yankee fan. I've watched his whole career. I was there on Judgment Day when he came up and homered with Tyler Austin. I was there when he dropped the pop-up in the World Series. Like, I've seen his whole career like you. I root for the guy. But if we're going to talk about going all out for the guy, he hasn't shown up in October. If he was himself in October, we'd have one of these, right? One of these trips to the ALCS turn into a World Series. If he performed in this past World Series from the get-go, maybe, like, if he just was regular season Judge in the postseason, maybe he'd have a ring already. And now the window is closing, and when you talk about Hal, and I'm not trying to defend Hal and Cashman because they never go all in, and you know that. They're going to sell you on Aaron Hicks. Oh, Aaron Hicks had a good offseason. He's ready. Like, come on. They're going to sell you on DJ LeMahieu. Oh, third base is going to be like, come on. They can't trade Marcus Stroman. So, now Marcus Stroman is a very vital part of that rotation. You know, it is like they don't ever go all the way in. They go just about enough where you're like, okay, we got some good players. We got some talent. But then, like, you know, there's always little holes, whether it's running it back with Rizzo or Verdugo or, you know, just all these different, Josh Donaldson, all of these different years where you're like, no, like that's got to be better. This could be fixed. And then they mess up with their own allocation of funds. DJ LeMahieu is making too much money. You have two players in Cole and Stan making over $30 million that can't play. Rodon's making too much money. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, why don't they ever go all in? Because they have a self-imposed ceiling right now. There's a luxury tax that exists, and they don't want to go any further past it. They always go just up to it. They won't go all the way into the deep end. They put their toe in the water. We're in the water, but we're not going to go all the way in. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
You are now in the mix with DJ PB on the Fan.
PB Radio and TV on the ones and twos. Your boy KM on the mic. All right. 888-808-1019. As we proceed, March 13th, turning into 14th. Friday on the way. I think there's like a red moon tonight. Full moon eclipse or something like that tonight I saw on Twitter. I'll probably get out of here and go home right as that's happening. I think too. It's like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, full moon eclipse peaks at 3 a.m. Hopefully I'm going to bed. But sometimes I get home and I can't stop thinking, man. I'll be thinking like, is this actually the beginning of my nightmare? I've told y'all about my nightmare, right? I have a nightmare where the Yankees do not win a World Series during this window. Judge ages out, Cole ages out, Stan ages out. And I've worked my entire life to get this close to the Yankees, to get to this level, to get to this status right next to Yankee Stadium on WFAN, Yankees Radio Network. And they get to a World Series, and it's the worst feeling ever how they lost it. You just never get over it, especially now with Cole hurt. You think about Cole's two starts, how they blew those games in the World Series. This is my nightmare. This is my actual nightmare. And you know what could actually make the reality worse than anything I dreamed? I didn't dream this part. I didn't have this part in a sleep state. This is just starting to materialize in front of us, right? The generational Juan Soto skips town, says it's a Mets town when the Mets start winning, and that somebody offered him more money, and he chose the Mets because of family, and he wants to build a dynasty over there. What if they do? What if the richest owner in the sport that I never dreamed of owning the team and one of the best baseball minds in the sport I didn't imagine coming over there and all of these other factors that play in from Francisco Lindor to Mark Vientos emerging as an all-star. Brandon Nimmo returning to all-star form. And who knows what their rotation looks like. Their bullpen's a lot better. Maybe they do become the talk of the town with the Yankees. Like, that's a nightmare. That is a nightmare scenario that could play out this year. I'm not going for it. In reality, we don't know what's about to happen. In 2 weeks, we'll start to find out. 888-808-1019. So I was telling you guys about these articles. I'm going to read a little bit from this article and then take a break. PB, let me know in my ear exactly when we got to get out just so I know how much time I can read from this article. And okay, that call disappeared. Good. So now I'm not taking that call. I'm just going to go to the article. Perfect. So this article in The Athletic about, are the Dodgers, not the Yankees, the new evil empire? Don't pass the Vader helmet yet, by Jason Stark, came out today at 1:03 p.m. And I guess Jason Stark went around spring training asking different folks about what he thought about the Yankees, right? Everybody loves to drink the Yankee tears. They love it when the Yankees are down. Tale as old as time, Yankee haters, right? And that's because of the Yankees' dominance over so many years. Well, he asked Red Sox manager Alex Cora, are the Yankees still the Yankees? He said, they're still the Yankees, man. I'm not buying that. They have to be the evil empire. They're the Yankees. He asked Rays manager Kevin Cash, whose home games will be played at George M. Steinbrenner Field. And we got news today that the Rays, that plan that they put out there to build a new stadium in St. Pete, that plan that they floated and sold to their fans down there about a brand new stadium in St. Pete, not the one Trashacana Field that got torn up. They're not building a new stadium now. Those plans got thrown in the trash, and they're going back to the trash can. And they stopped their plans of building a new ballpark, and instead they're just going to rebuild or refurbish the old place. So, yeah, they asked Kevin Cash, the Rays manager, his thoughts. And it's funny, right? These two guys, former players, he says, I don't look at them any differently than I did last year, the year they went to the World Series. I'm not going to challenge anything Mr. Steinbrenner says, because he's been incredibly gracious to us in letting the Rays play this season at their spring training stadium. But I think they're really good. A rival American League executive said, I'm not going to be playing the world's smallest violin for the Yankees. And I don't think they're asking anybody to. So as all of this preseason hype dies down for the New York Yankees, I think what people are going to come around to as the games begin, and Lord, let the games begin. I'm so tired of the spring training games and the back and forth and all the stuff that has nothing to do with the results we're about to see. I think what the world is going to see is, yeah, they can lose Garrett Cole. They can lose Giancarlo Stanton. This is a new team anyway. This is a new team that has to find a new identity anyway. You want them to destroy what happened last year. You want them to rebuild and change and take on a new identity this year as they try to get back to the World Series. Maybe it isn't as the one seed. Maybe it isn't as the winners of the American League East. Maybe it is as a team that's got a scratch and claw. And then at the deadline, Brian Cashman, as you know, somebody in my chat, let me go back to the chat. And the chat has been great. Appreciate you guys that are live watching and then during the breaks having, you know, these conversations and, you know, putting little things in my head that I can add to my notes and talk about. But like, you know, in the chat, Boone's wife is this guy's handle in the chat. He says, the reason I'm upset with the Yankees is that they're receiving $27 million from Cole's contract and $15 million from Tampa. Where is the money being allocated? It's allocated or relegated. It's put in the bank. It's put where they keep their money at. They're not going out there today to buy Lance Lynn or JD Martinez. You know what I'm saying? They're not going out there today to try to improve this team. They have enough bodies. And they're going to go into the season and see how the season plays out. It's a wait-and-see approach. And I don't disagree with that. Save that money, like I'm saying, for if this team really has enough holes, if this team is struggling, or if this team is winning, and you're like, wow, a couple moves at the deadline will really put us over the top. 888-808-1019. And that isn't until July 31st. So we got a long way to go. If you don't want to get on the ride, don't get on the ride. I know there's a ton of Yankee fans that popped up last year for Juan Soto. Juan Soto had the most fanboys I've ever seen. More than Judge. More than A-Rod, Jeter. Like, I've never been at the stadium and seen more guys showing up to just chant Juan Soto. And that's your right. But Juan Soto is gone. So, like, if you feel some type of way about that, he's not that many stops away if you want to go root for him over there. And then you saw how many people pulled up for the World Series. People came from all over the globe. Yankee fans united globally. Yankee fans that, you know, they're reaching in their closet to pull out their merch from the 2000s, late 90s. You know what I'm saying? There's Yankee fans pulling out their Mariano Duncan t-shirts. Oh, I'm back, baby. World Series, we're back. And that's cool and all. But at the same time, let some of those people fall off. Let the ticket prices drop. Let us have some space to operate and do our thing. Let the actual diehard fans die hard. And I was hearing a narrative about that as well. There are no diehard Yankee fans. They're all bandwagon fans, Keith. You're all bandwagon fans. Listen, there is a young group of Yankee fans. They never saw a World Series win. They look at Yankeeography. They look at this old Yankee stuff, and it makes them mad. They hear these tales of dynasty and three-peat and how the Yankees dominated and how you just knew the Yankees were going to win and what the old stadium was like, and they're like, yeah, whatever. They're showing up to the stadium now. This is their era. This is their time. And I believe guys that are stepping into the pinstripes for the first time, like Paul Goldschmidt and Cody Bellinger and Devin Williams and Max Fried, those guys are not punting this season. Those guys are not woe is me. Those guys aren't thinking, well, we lost Gerrit Cole, because this is their first year on the team. They never played with Gerrit Cole. So as we embark on another season, I find myself excited for it. So much so, I'm like, man, I waited to book spring training till after my wife's birthday, until later in the month, where like it's going to be 86 this Saturday. I'm like, I should have went, you know, and booked the weekend. But honestly, having a kid now, and shout out to the parents out there, like traveling with a baby, traveling with my son. Nah, bro. Love him, but like he makes everything harder. You got to pack an extra suitcase. We got to bring his travel car seat. We got to have a snack bag for him. We got to have toys for him. Getting on the plane. Like, I'm the guy on the plane now. Like, yeah, that's my kid. Loud as hell. So I'm not trying to go for that long. I'm going there Monday to Friday. I think last year I went like 7 days. It was too long. But what I'm getting at is, like, I haven't even gone to spring training yet. All these injuries have happened. It is over as far as these last few games. Keep everybody healthy. We are this close to getting into real baseball games. Maybe the Yankees are trash. Maybe the Yankees are the Yankees. Maybe the Mets are good. Maybe the Mets are the Mets. We don't know. Maybe some team starts off 40-0, and that's why we watch. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we say hello and good morning on the other side, I'm about to hit you with my Aaron Rodgers thoughts and takes.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.